That's singer-songwriter Josh Ritter. He's currently on a tour, appearing in Portland, Maine, and then on to Westport, Connecticut, and Washington, D.C. next week. He's performing material from his latest release, The Historical Conquests of Josh Ritter. It hits stores in the U.K. today, where he has a huge following.
Josh Ritter came by the Bryant Park Project studios a few weeks back before he went on tour. I can still taste that delicious lamb.
Here's some of our interview with Josh Ritter.
I made a record last year put out called The Animal Years that was really, I thought it was really, you know, I spent a lot of time on every little tiny bit and getting lots of things just how I wanted them because I wanted all the songs to fit together. And that sort of thing, you react to it by kind of wanting to, you know, blow something up, and punch a wall on occasion, you know, and that's sort of what I wanted this record to sound like, was just, you know, having fun. It's so much fun to play this stuff live. It's just kind of wild music, you know. And I always started, I really started up in, you know, coffee houses, you know, where, you know, there's no liquor and everybody plays very quietly. You know, this is really fun for me.
Well, you grew up in Idaho, right?
Yeah,
and I've
yeah.
been to Moscow, Idaho.
You
so
have?
I know it's not a whole lot of folks up in Moscow, Idaho.
Wow, that's amazing. You're there.
It's beautiful. Okay. Beautiful. But I'm curious how growing up in sort of a remote area mm-hmm. like that really shaped the way that you developed your music and you learned to write.
I think mostly like the amount of free time that you have and the inability to get in any kind of trouble, which is like, you know, there's just nothing out there to get in trouble with. I started playing guitar because, you know, I lived way out of town and there was nothing really else to do, you know. And I mean, we threw rocks at rocks most of the time, you know. That was
it's been done.
Yeah. There's a team, you know, and so
it's a team sport there
yeah,
in Moscow.
Huge.
Got a Winchester population 262. I spent a night in Winchester.
Did you listen to a lot of Built to Spill? Because that guy, Doug Marsh, he writes about Idaho all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those guys are great, you know, and I think that, you know, there's a lot of stuff. I always feel like no matter where I go, I always have like a fair amount of Idaho in my music that comes out, you know, just because it's just, you know, I first came to New York on St. Patrick's Day in, I think, 1999, and I got lost in Central Park, and a bunch of Lebanese guys wearing shamrock hats helped me find my way out.
Had you been drinking? Are you sure?
No.
Are you sure? It's cool when you go on Amazon.com, they asked you about music that people should
yeah.
listen to, and you mentioned Dylan,
yeah.
you mentioned Bach, but you also mentioned Nina Simone.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick listen to a track from Nina Simone for people who aren't familiar.
I say, oh, Baltimore ain't hard.
So what is it about Nina Simone and this track that really moves you? Do you think people need to hear it?
Well, I mean, I love the sound of her voice. And for me, you know, I don't have like a real pretty voice, but I really love the way that she has this like, she could say anything and I would know what she was saying. You know, like when she sings like, I put a spell on you or something, it sounds like she's just grown nails and she's about to pluck out your eyes, you know? And something like Baltimore, you know, I just know what she's talking about. I mean, she even if I'd never been to Baltimore, I would know what she meant, you know. And she also had this way of finding songs like Randy Newman, of songwriters, and just and finding something totally new in them that wasn't there before. I love her music.
Well, before we let you go, we're going to ask you to play
yeah.
for us.
I'll do To the Dogs or Whoever.
Okay.
Deep in the belly of a whale I found her, down with the deep blue jail around her, running her hands through the ribs of the dark, Florence and Calamity and Joan of Arc. I love the way she looks in her underwear, lose my page in the plot, then the book, then I swear she makes the most of her time, but loving me plenty, she knows there'll come a day when we won't be getting any. Stain of the sepia, the butcher cried me through the wreck of a brass band. I thought I could see her in a cakewalk. She came through the dead and the lame, just a little bird floating on a hurricane. I was flat on my back, my feet in the thorns. I was in between the apples and the chloroform. She came to me off and I was sure I was dying. It was always hard to tell if she was laughing or crying. I thought I heard somebody calling in the dark. I thought I heard somebody call.
Joan never cared about the in-betweens. Combed her hair with the blade that the Maid of Orleans. Said Christ walked on water, we could wade through the war. You don't need to tell me who the virus for. And bring me a love that could sweeten the sword. A boat that can love the rocks of the shore. The love of an iceberg reaching out for the wreck. Can you love me like the crosses of the nape of the neck? Was it Casey Jones? Casey at the
and that was Josh Ritter, a song called To the Dogs or Whoever from a recent live performance here at BPP headquarters. His album, The Historical Conquests of Josh Ritter, was released in the UK today. Check out our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park, for the video of that performance as well as his tour dates. He's going to be on the road in the States through November.